think we left off last week on Vav on the Beis, after the first piece of Gemara, that when a person rents an apartment in a hotel or an apartment building, to what extent they have a right to use the laundry room and the rooftop and the front, the different rooms in the front and the back and so on. It depends on the minigam din. It depends on whatever is understood. But that's what we left off last week. So then the Gemara continues on the sixth line from the top. Amar Avinu haikshur demetal alto atlas yamin lahavi chazoka basatal atlas yamin habi chazoka. So here there's a big machloikes, Rashi and Rabbi Natam, totally different pshatim and akotz alakotz, nothing to do with each other. Rashi and the Rashbam, quoted by the Tosfos, Rashi, the Rashbam learned with Rashi, so usually the Rashbam says the same as Rashi. Rashi and the Rashbam learn that it's talking about Cheskas Tashmishim. We had a little bit before about the Cheskas Tashmishim. If you have two neighbors and one of the neighbors has been resting his big beams, let's say he has a swing for his child, and he rests the beam that holds up the swing on the other fellow's house, on the wall of his house. So that was a machlekes. Rashi and the Rashbam learn hasbiyacha chazaka sheyeshi mataina, and the Rambam seems to learn like the Goyim that it's even chazaka sheyeni mataina. It's cheskas tashmisha. So the Rashi and the Rashbam learn over here. That's what we're talking about here. Haikshur demetal alto. I'm resting a beam on your wall. So if I leave it there for less than 30 days, lahavi chazoka, that doesn't prove that I have a cheskas tashmishim. Because the neighbor is a nice neighbor, he's not going to be makbed. Babasa plus I have a chazoka. But if you allow it even for more than 30 days, then it is a cheskas tashmishim. Then I can claim that there's a cheskas tashmishim. According to Rashi, I have to have chazaka sheishim matayin. According to the Rama, I mean chazaka sheishim matayin. V'isukah de mitzvahi. So the sukkah is only for 7 days. Tosh says 7 days in Eretz Yisrael. Chutz Lord is 8 days. Okay. You have to sit in sukkah shemina atzeres. Then you can't take down the sukkah on Shemini Atzeres. You have to sit in the sukkah on... you have to leave the beam of the sukkah on Simchas Torah also. So it's a little funny why they're strange, why the Gemara says, Ad Shiva Yoimen Lahavi Chazok, Basu Shiva Yoimen Lahavi Chazok, after 7 days, it's a chazok. What, you expect them to take it down on Hashanah Rabbah? It's very strange. They have to sit in the sukkah. And this Gemara sounds like the Chassidim, that you don't sit in sukkah and chutz lorex on Shemini Atzeres. And the Gemara in sukkah, there are different opinions. One opinion, you don't sit in sukkah. There's no sfeika di yom if I sit in sukkah. One opinion, you sit in sukkah, you don't say a bracha. And the third opinion, you do say a bracha. Then the Gemara comes to the maskana of hilchas, so meisiv yasvin b'ulchay lo yimimrachin. That's how it says in our Gemara, that you sit in sukkah on Shemini Atzeres, but you don't say a bracha. Apparently, half of the Rishonim, it seems, didn't have that Giris and the Gemara, the Hilchasa. Because the Mordechai quotes, half of the Rishonim didn't sit in Sukkah and Shemini Atzeres. So maybe this Gemara goes with that opinion. The Gemara is talking about in Bavel. So it says if he has his schach leaning on the other fellow's wall for the duration of Sukkah for 7 days, lahavi chazok. Bosa Shiva yamin havi chazok. If he leaves it there for Shemini Atzeres and Simchas Torah, then it is a chazaka already. Why, they expected him to take it down on Hashanah Rabbah. That's what it sounds like. That you don't have to. So it says lav dafke, because you have to sit in sukkah and Shemini Atzeres. That's the way we. That's the girsa that we have in the Gemara in sukkah, that you have to sit in sukkah and Shemini Atzeres. This Gemara sounds like you don't sit in sukkah. Even if you don't sit in sukkah, there's a likud of achreinim on Shulchan Aruch, that's called Ikori Hadat. Ikori Hadat. I think it's the Dalit test stands for Daniel Trani, Ditrani. So this is Rabbi Daniel Ditrani, probably a city in Italy. I don't know. So he made Aliko Devachrainim. So usually he quotes. They have in different sections of Shulchan Aruch. They have this Ikari Hadat. Some editions is printed in the back. Others have it a separate sefer. So on Hilchas Sukkah, he writes that he had a machlekes with the Talmidim in his yeshiva. He's not quoting from earlier svarim. When you say that the Sukkah is huktzel and mitzvasai, so the Mishnah says it means, let's say, yeah, I need a toothpick. So I want to take part of this. I don't need so much schach. Have a roof to have a sukkah with a lot of stuff. So I'll break off a little piece of wood from the schach and use it as a toothpick. Or chilies, I want to have some wood to burn in the furnace and the oven in order to cook and in order to keep warm. So I'm going to take down some of the schach. I have more than enough schach. I'll take down some of the schach and use it as fuel in the furnace. So that's a violation of huktzel mitzvasa. So what if I'll just take down the sukkah and I'll put it away in the basement and I'll the end of Hoshana Rabbah, I already ate my stuffed cabbage in the morning and I already ate in the afternoon of Hoshana Rabbah. We're not going to sit in the sukkah anymore. We already bid farewell to the sukkah. Let's say in Eretz Yisrael, not in Chutz Lord. And I want to put away the sukkah. Is that a violation of huktzel mitzvasa to be mevatlet in mitzvasa? Or is it only violation if I break off a piece of wood and I use it for my own purposes? So that was a machlokes between this Rabbi Shaya and Rabbi Daniel. Ikari Hadat. The Rabbi Daniel Ditrani and the Talmidim in the yeshiva. So maybe that's what. Maybe the Gemara here goes with the opinion that on Shemini Atzeres and Bubble you don't have to sit in Sukkah and you're allowed to take apart the whole Sukkah. A lot of take it apart. The Mishnah says in Sukkah that even if you finished eating Hoshana Rabbah in the morning, you shouldn't take down the Sukkah. You shouldn't take apart the Sukkah. So Rashi says, because you may need it in the afternoon. But what if I know for sure I don't need it? Then would it appear that it's okay to take it down. Or maybe Rashi didn't mean to say that. Maybe Rashi meant, you're not allowed to take it down because it's the mitzvah. But the mitzvah is up. No, the mitzvah is not up. Since theoretically you may want to eat another meal in the afternoon, and even if you already ate in the afternoon, it's 5 minutes before the shkia, you may want to meet, you may want to eat in the last minutes. You're stuffed, you're overstuffed, you're not going to eat. But since theoretically, it's still the zman mitzvah, so it's still hooked in the mitzvah. So that's why it's awesome. Not because it's not an etzah toiva, the Mishnah says, don't take down your sukkah because you may need it. You may yet need it. Maybe it's not an etzah toiva. Maybe since if you may need it, it's still the zman mitzvah. So therefore, the zman mitzvah is hooked in the mitzvah. So that's included in hooked in the mitzvah. Anyway, Tosfos says the Gemara is labdavke. When it says that Shiva Yoimi labdavke, the Mishmini Atzeres, Liuchol Nistar. Okay. Pashta Pshat is as Lav Dafke. They say 7 days, because in the Chumash it says, Sukkah Shivas Yomim. That's a Loshan Aposik. But Anachanami and Bavo, you have to sit in Sukkah. Shmini Atzeres, because of the Sveka Diyom. So what's Pshat in the Gemara? So Rashi and the Rashbam learn, the whole Gemara is talking about Cheskos Tashmishim. And if you lean your beams on the other fellow's building, on the other fellow's wall, for less than 30 days, it doesn't mean anything. If you leave for the 7 days of Sukkot, that's not a Cheskos Tashmishim. But if you leave the Sukkot for more than 7 days of Sukkot, so you leave the beam more than 30 days, then it constitutes a Cheskos Tashmishim. Whatever that means, either with a taina or without a taina, depending on the machlokes, Rashi and the Rambam and the Gaonim. That's a Rashi and the Rashbam. The Rabbi and the Tam and the top Tosfos doesn't learn like that at all. You see here, there are two Tosfos in that contradict each other. Here, the third Tosfos on Vav Amud Beis is quoting the Rashbam. That's the Rashbam that we have in Rashi on Amud Aleph. It says, Ad Kan. That's a quotation from the Rashbam. So the Rashbam learns, like Rashi, that it's talking about Cheskos Tashmishim. How long do you have to leave the beams resting on the other fellow's building, on the other fellow's wall, that it should constitute a Cheskos Tashmishim? If he's a good neighbor, so he'll let him leave it there for less than 30 days. He'll let him have the schach there for the 7 days the duration of Sukkot. But after the 30 days, or after the 7 days of Sukkot, if he still leaves it there, then it constitutes a Cheskes Tashmish. And the Taptos is quotes Rabbi Netam, who is the younger brother of the Rashbam, who has a totally different pshat than the Gemara. He says, what is this doing over here? What is it doing over here? So the Pashto says, because on Amud Aleph, the Gemara spoke a little bit about who Achzik Lehurdi, Achzik Lekshure, about Cheskes Tashmishim. So the Gemara here continues by Cheskes Tashmishim, leaving beams resting on someone else's house or someone else's wall. So the Rabbi Netam says, no, that a totally different shot from Rashi and the Rashbam. That the Mishnah here was discussing the opening Mishnah in the Masechta, where you have two neighbors, and one of them wants to force the other one to chip in to give half of the space to build a wall, and to spend half of the money for the expenses of building the wall, because of the Hezekriah. We assume Pshat is Hezekriah Shnei Hezek. So what happens if one of them paid for the whole wall? They built it half on my rishus, half on the neighbor's rishus, but he didn't pay me yet. And then after a while, he says, paraiti. The neighbor says, I say, you didn't pay your half. He says, paraiti. Is he believed or not? So the Gemara had a whole discussion. If he says, paraiti toks mani, paraiti lachas mani, what's the din? So the Gemara quoted a din. The Gemara quoted, among other things, the Gemara quoted the Mishnah from towards the next to the last parak in Pchairis, towards the end of Pchairis, is a whole parak about the din of Mapigyan Abben, parak Yesh Bechor. It doesn't fit in with the rest of Pchairis. It has nothing to do with the rest of Pchairis. The rest of Pchairis about the first parak in Pchairis is all about Bechor Behemet Tameya, Betach Hamor Tiv Tebizeh. The rest of Pchairis about Bechor Behemet Tehera, Hayimakra Vin the Beis Amigdash, it eats it, and so on. The last parak is about Maisa Behemet, that no. So Maisa Behemah, they didn't know where to put it, so they put it's only one perek. The next to the last perek is a self-contained perek about Pidyon HaBen. So the Gemara quoted from the Mishnah, let's say a couple had a Bechor, a baby boy, and there's a Chiyah Pidyon HaBen, and then the father dies, and we don't know whether the father ever did Pidyon HaBen or not. Nobody knows. There's no Edom, nobody remembers. If the father died within 30 days after the baby was born, nobody does a Pidyon HaBen within 30 days. Strictly speaking, the Gemara says that if you give the money to the Kohen, and you say at the end of if the baby survives still 30 days, the baby dies within 30 days, the Kohen has to give back the money. If I gave it Tosh Loshim Yom, but if the baby survives till Yom Lamed Aleph, so then it's a good Pidyon HaBen. Then the Gemara has a Shaila, what if I gave the money to the Kohen and said, this is the Pidyon HaBen for my baby? Then the Kohen spent the money. So before it comes Yom Laman Alf, the money is gone already. But I gave it to the Kohen from the very outset for the purpose of Pidyon HaBen. So if you're Mekadosh and Isha, you say, I give the girl $1,000, I am Mekadosh and Sli, go buy yourself your own ring. I don't know what kind of a ring you want. Here's $1,000, here's $2,000, buy a marriage band. So if I give the girl money and she spent it, let's say she doesn't buy a marriage ring, I give her a dollar and I say, I read Mekadesh, a dollar is more than a pruta. And then she spends the money, she buys chocolate bars. I said, I read Mekadesh, the day after school is over. We're busy, everyone's gone to school. I read Mekadesh, the day after school is over. That's in June. And then she spends all the money and she eats up Nisach Lahamois. Nisach Lahamois doesn't mean she ate up all the food, but let's say she took the dollar and she bought chocolate bars and she ate them all up. So by the time it comes the day after graduation, there's nothing left. So the Gemara says, we paskin is still good for Kiddushin. So by Kiddushin, the Gemara says, there's room to say, I could have been Mekadusha now. I didn't have to wait till after the day after graduation. I could have been Mekadusha today. So Rav Shmuel Dami Chavayu, Afal Pishin Nisach Lamois is still good. It should have been an issue of kol sekinyonai. That's usually called. Let's say I sell you a behemah, and I say you should be kind of the behemah as of next Sunday. This week I still need the behemah. The behemah should belong to as of next Sunday. And then you did a meshicha today. You did a meshicha, but you're not kind of today. And then I take the behemah back, and I'm it still belongs to me for the first week. Then by the time it comes next Sunday, your meshicha disappeared into thin air. He made a Mashiach, he made a Hagbah. I sold you a Sefer, but I said, the Sefer should belong to as of next Sunday. So he made a Hagbah, but I still need the Sefer. So I took it back, and I'm using it. It's in my house. When it comes next Sunday, it's not in your Rishus. It's not in your house. It's still in my house. And your Hagbah, your Mashiach that you did today is meaningless. That's called Kolsa Kinyan. The Kinyan that he made evaporated. It vanished into thin air. Most of the Rishonim hold if you make a Kinyan Chalipin, it's I make a Kinyan Chalipin to be kind of your Karka. So if we both agree, so I'm kind of the Karka. What if I make a Kinyan Chalipin today to be kind of the Karka as of July 1st? You're moving to Eretz Yisrael in June. So he sold it to me as of July 1st. So most of the Rishonim hold that if you make a Kinyan Chalipin, and then I'm still using the soda till it comes July 1st. That's also called Sukinyon. The Rambam holds not so. So there's a long case in Mishnah. The Rambam, he quotes the Ran and the Dorim. They're surprised, how can the Rambam say that? What happened to Kol Sukinyon? So usually there is a rule, there is a din, that if you make a Kinyon, Lach Hazman, and by the time it comes, the Zman Chalos HaKinyon, the Kinyon disappeared. Kinyon disappeared, so it's Kol Sukinyon, it's no good. So one would have thought, if I'm a Kaddish and Isha, and she uses the money and she buys food and she eats up all the food. Not that she buys a ring and she's wearing the wedding ring. Not she holding on to the money. She used up all the money. It's gone. I would have thought it's no good. It's called Sikinon. I said, that's what Rabbi Shmuel said. It is good. It's a question. Why is it good? The Gemara said that it's good. So the Gemara makes the distinction. Gemara says, maybe it's only good by Kedushin because it could have been Mekadosh today. We both made up. It's better that the Kedushin should be Chal the day after we graduate college. We're all busy now with schoolwork. But by Pidyon HaBen, you can't do the Pidyon HaBen today. You can't begin to do the Pidyon HaBen till Yom Lamed Aleph comes. So what if I gave the Kohen the money, Toch Lamed Aleph, Toch Lamed Yom, and then the Kohen took the money and he bought something with it, he bought some food and he ate up all the food. It's all gone. All the money is gone. So there's room to argue the point and say that if it's Nesach Lamoes, before it comes Yom Lamed Aleph, the Pidyon HaBen should disappear into thin air. Gemara says, we paskin is still good. Even Afal Pishin is Sach Lamos, the Pidyon HaBen is still good. But that's not normal. People usually don't do Pidyon HaBen Toch Lamed Yom. So the Mishnah has, like Gemara quoted the Mishnah in Chorus, that if the father dies within 30 days of the birth of the baby, you don't know whether he made Pidyon HaBen. We assume that he most probably did not do Pidyon HaBen. It's not a suffix, Mamana Lakula, that the baby, when he grows up, when he becomes Bar Mitzvah, is Mesupik, and he doesn't have to give Pinyon HaBen. We assume it's not a suffix, Mamana. It's a Vaday that the father didn't do Pinyon HaBen. But the father dies after the Yom Lamed Aleph. He dies 2 months after the baby's born. Then we assume. Most people do the Pinyon HaBen on the right day. Sometimes they wait a day. Let's say the Yom Lamed Aleph turns out to be Shabbos. So they won't do the Pinyon HaBen on Shabbos. Some people will, let's say, the Yom Lamed Aleph turns out to be Friday. The Yom Lamed Aleph turns out to be Friday in the wintertime when the short days. And the grandparents live in Baltimore. And they're not going to come in. But Sunday, they got time. Sunday, they'll come in. So some people will do it. Maybe it's not right. That's a big question. Maybe it's not right. There's a dinner, Mila Bizmana, there's a dinner, Mila Shaloi Bizmana. Mila Bizmana is Derech Shabbos. Mila Shaloi Bizmana is not Derech Shabbos. Not Derech Yontif, only Mila Bizmana. So what about Pidyon HaBen? Pidyon HaBen also, there's a Pidyon HaBen Bizmana, Pidyon HaBen Shalom Bizmana. Or do you say no? You can't do Pidyon HaBen before the Yom Lamed Aleph, and then Zrizim Magdim LeMitzvah, so you do it the earliest available opportunity. Or should you say no? It's more than that. Just like Mila Bizmana is a more choshev a mitzvah. Only Mila Bizmana is Derech Shabbos. Mila Shalom Bizmana is not Derech Shabbos. And maybe Pidyon HaBen Bizmana is a separate din, so you really shouldn't postpone. That's a big deal. And Rishonim and then Achronim. The Ramban has, Ramban didn't, there, we don't have a riff on Pchoris. So the Ramban wrote Hilchas Pchoris, because some of the dinim in Pchoris are relevant Bizman Hazeh. So the Ramban has on next to the last Perek. Perek Yesh Pchoris is all about Pidyon HaBen. So he wrote his Hilchas Pchoris, like the riff, the imitation riff. So he quotes that in the days of the early Rishayim, there was an opinion. Let's say a farmer has Maisa Sheni, and Eretz Yisrael is Mafish Maisa Sheni, and then he's paid his own Maisa Sheni. So Ma'aseh Sheni, let's say, is worth $1,000. How much does he give to be paid in Ma'aseh Sheni? Mizman is normal. You can't eat the Ma'aseh Sheni in Yerushalayim because there's no Mizbech Banoi, so you can't eat it. But let's say Bizman, so Bizman is there, the practice is, Tosis quotes from the Gaonim, you pay the ana pruta. You say, who v'chum shem b'chul ala pruta, and that's all. But Bizman, Shabbat HaMikdash HaYakayim, and people would eat the Ma'aseh Sheni in Yerushalayim. So if it's if he has tons of Ma'aseh Sheni, and it's going to cost him a fortune to transport it to Yerushalayim, so the Torah gives him a kula, he can be paid in the Ma'aseh Sheni, take the money, and you go to Yerushalayim, and you buy food in Yerushalayim, you eat the food, and you go to the mitzvah. So the pasuk says in Chumash, if I'm part of my own Ma'aseh Sheni that grew on my farm, I have to be Ma'aseh Chumash. Chumash means 25%. Means after you add it on, it's 1/5 of the Karen with the Chumash. So let's say the Ma'aseh Sheni, the value of the Ma'aseh Sheni is $1,000. You have to give $1,250. You have to give 25% more than what it was worth. But if you pay to someone else's Ma'aseh Sheni, my next door neighbor asked me, he doesn't want to be paid his own Ma'aseh Sheni, then he's going to have to give $1,250. He's going to have to stay in Yerushalayim another week to spend $250 to buy more food to eat B'kdusha V'Tahara. He doesn't want to spend so much time in Yerushalayim. He lives far away from Yerushalayim. So instead of being paid his own Ma'aseh Sheni, he asks the next son, hey, but do me a favor, you be paid in my Ma'aseh Sheni. So then you're paid just on the Karen. You don't have to give the Chaimish. So the Rabban quotes Rishonim, we have in a Kiddushin, there's a sefer that's called Shita Lano De Lami. When they printed the manuscript centuries ago, they didn't know who the author was. So this Shita Lano De Lami has the same opinion, that this funny opinion Rabban quotes. If you paid him, paid your Rabban on your own baby, of course you paid your own baby, not paid someone else's baby. If you paid your own baby, you have to be Moisiv Chaimish. Moisiv Chaimish, but it says in the Chumash, you give 5 slime. So they say, no, that's only, you only get away with 5 slime if you give it Pidyon HaBen Bizmanai on the Yom Lamed Aleph. But if you give the Pidyon HaBen after the Yom Lamed Aleph, then it's like there's Lila Bizmanai, Lila Shaloi Bizmanai. So there's Pidyon HaBen Bizmanai, Pidyon HaBen Shaloi Bizmanai. So if you do Pidyon HaBen Shaloi Bizmanai, then you have to be Moisiv Chaimish. There's not enough if you give the 5 slime. You have to give an extra Sela in a quarter or something, whatever. Another 25%, more than 25% more than the fine. And others disagree. There is no such thing as Pidyon HaBen Bizmanai, Pidyon HaBen Shaloi Bizmanai. The first available opportunity, we say, is reason like being a mitzvah. You try to do the mitzvah whenever you can. So that's a shaila. How much of a violation is it if you postpone Pidyon HaBen? Instead of the short Friday, we're going to do it on Sunday. And everybody can come in from out of town. Everybody has off from work, and everybody will be relaxed. Friday in the winter time is a problem. Remember, one of the secretaries across the street, and first of all, maybe 30 years ago, she had a grandchild. So the grandchild, they needed Pidyon HaBen, and the Pidyon HaBen was on a Friday morning in the wintertime, when Kurz Freitag, a very short Friday, no one was going to show up to the Pidyon HaBen. So there were members in Broyers. So she asked Rabbi Schwab. Rabbi Schwab told her they should do the Pidyon HaBen on Thursday night. Then you can do Pidyon HaBen Leil Lamed Aleph. The meaning is, for various reasons, that you don't do Pidyon HaBen Balayla. But in this instance, it's a slight Shas HaTrak. It's a big Shas HaTrak. No one will show up. Okay. So if you have a Shas HaTrak, so you do the Pidyon HaBen on Leil Lamed Aleph. But the question is, what about postponing? Is it just Zizim Akdim LeMitzvahs? Maybe there are other Zizim Akdim LeMitzvahs is a Hidur. So maybe you can have a fancier Hidurim. If you postpone it, you have a bigger Hidur. That's a question. Anyway, so Nachman, so the Mishnah says in Bechoris, if the father of the baby died before the 31st day, we assume that the Pidyon HaBen was not done. Nobody makes Pidyon HaBen. If he made the Pidyon HaBen before, if you know that he did Pidyon HaBen, even if the coin spent the money before it comes Yom Lamanav, the Gemara says that it's good. Shulchan Aruch Paschal, that it's a good Pidyon HaBen. But if you don't know one way or the other whether the father made Pidyon HaBen, you assume he didn't, because it doesn't make sense. Normal people don't do the Pidyon HaBen before. The Shabbos, what if the Yom Lamanav is on Shabbos? So one of the early Achrayim, I think the Maharik, came up with this chiddush that you can't do Pinyan HaBen on Shabbos. It's very unclear why not. Iker HaDin, probably you may. Pashta says you may. You don't have to give cash. You're going to give money, it's going to be mukta. So give something else. That's the value of Chamisha Sloim. It doesn't have to be dafke money. Shavu Kesev is just as good for Pinyan HaBen. So we follow that Chumrah. The Marie came up with that Chumrah. You don't do Pinyan HaBen on Shabbos. So you do it after Shabbos is over. So we always postpone. So that's a question. Is that right to postpone the Pinyan HaBen? Maybe we should really do it on Shabbos and use something else. But that's the minig. It's like that Maharik. So again, so the Mishnah Bechorah says if the father, the baby died within 30 days, we assume father did not do Pinyan HaBen and the baby is Becheskas, that he's not Nifta. But if the father died sometime after the 31st day, then the Golem is that everybody does Pinyan HaBen right away, the same day, the next day, soon after. Nobody postpones later. So then we assume that the baby had a Pinyan HaBen, unless you know otherwise. So the Rabbein Tam learns that that's what this Gemara on Rav Amud Beis is talking about. There were neighbors, and one of them said, I'd like to have a fence. The other guy didn't want to pay for it, and he says, no, but the Mishnah says you got to chip in. So he says, okay. So they built the fence half on his backyard, half on his backyard, a couple of tefachim wide, so they built it. And then one of them paid all the expenses, and the other guy's going to pay his half. So then, after the whole fence is put up, a whole month goes by. So if it's within a month afterwards, and the one neighbor says to the other, I paid for the whole fence, you owe me half of the money, so then he's not neman to say paraiti. But if he tithes after 30 days paraiti, then he is neman. Haikshur dematalalta atlos and yoimen lahavi chazoke. Within the first 30 days after he finished building the wall, it's becheskes that he didn't pay. Like by Pinyan HaBen. Yeah, by Pinyan HaBen. The mitzvah doesn't begin till the 31st day. Here he finished putting up the whole wall already. So the bezin will give him his man bezin's 30 days. Also, he said, Enon Pareto's man, even if bezin gave him his man. That's how the Rabbein Tam learns. This man bezin is always 30 days. It's becheskes that he paid. So if he'll tine paraiti after 30 days, then he'll be neman. Totally not like Rashi. Not at all like Rashi and Rashbam. Totally different pshat. Rashi said, Rashi and Rashbam learn. It's talking about cheskes tashmishim. Does it constitute a cheskes tashmishim? And cheskes tashmishim doesn't need 3 years. Sometimes le'alda, sometimes 30 days, sometimes 7 days, after 7 days, and so on. Totally different shot. Yeah.
Is Rabbeinu Tam saying
Arba'amot or the Mala Me'arba'amot? What does he say? Does he explain anything? Amar Rabbeinu Tam, Amas Nisan Koi, Da'ashloshim Am Lahavi Chazok, Vavi Becheske Shalai Nosan, Mekam V'yeh Lahavi Becheske Shem Nosan, Vase Shapa Dekun Nokla Mishnah. I think he's talking Ad Dalar Amas, the first Dalar Amas, on the side of the Rosh. Oh, there's no rush here. Good morning. This Gemara doesn't have a rush. Okay. On the side of the rush, they have the Hagos Ashri, the tiny letter. So I think the Hagos Ashri quotes that in the Sefer, Or Zarua was the Rebbe of the Maharam Rutenberg, I think. And the Maharam Rutenberg was the Rebbe of the Mordechai and the Rosh. So the Or Zarua quotes the two pshatim, totally two pshatim. Maybe he talks about it, whether it's for the first Dalai Lamas or above Dalai Lamas. I think it goes on the Dalai Lamas. We say, Eidon a Pereh toks manoi. Eidon a Pereh toks manoi. Even on his man bezin. If there was a din Torah, and bezin pasken that you are chayev, let's say you crashed into, you made an accident, you crashed into my car and you damaged me, Bezin decides you owe me $1,500, so Bezin will give you 30 days to pay. Zman Bezna is always usually 30 days. Usually 30 days. It's a whole different pshat than the Gemara. Totally not like Rashi. And then how do you continue to read? V'isuka de mitzvah yad shivas yam. So according to Rashi, it goes, Rashi and the Rashbam, does it constitute a cheskas tashmishin? That he's leaning this schach on my wall or on my building. V'isuka de mitzvah yad an shiva yoymin l'havi chazaka basa shiva yam havi chazaka. And according to the Rabbeinu Tam, how do you read that? I gave him permission to lean his schach on my wall, but I'm charging him money for it. I'm going to charge him money because by his leaning the schach on my wall, the wall is going to get weaker. So I'm charging him whatever, $100 for the use of my wall. So then they only give him 7 days to pay. Which 7 days? I mean, they came a week after Sukkot was over. They came a week after Sukkot and the owner of the house, or the owner of the wall, says, I agreed to let him lean the schach on my house, but I charged him $100 and he didn't pay. So it doesn't go during the duration of the 7 days of Sukkot. It's after Sukkot is over. They went to a din Torah, and then the neighbor says, he never paid me the $100 that I'm charging him. And then, so if it's within 7 days... It's Becheskas that he didn't pay. Why is it Becheskas he didn't pay? Sukkot is over. It's Becheskas that he did pay. Why? According to Rabbeinu Tam, the Chazaka means, is it Becheskas that he paid? Is it not Becheskas that he paid? So why is Chabre Betina, why is it Becheskas that he paid earlier? I don't know. According to Rabbeinu Tam, how do you finish the rest of the paragraph here? Seems strange. It reads easier according to Rashi. Don't know. I looked in the Sefer Yosha, they don't have this. In my edition, at least, they don't have this Rabbeinu Tam. Rabbeinu Tam wrote a Sefer Yosha. So that's usually when Tosfos quotes Rabbeinu Tam, many times the Rabbeinu Tam wrote this in his Sefer Yosha. This one I didn't find in the Sefer Yosha. Don't know. Now goes a new topic. Amr Abai. Shnei batim, shnei tzidi, rishus harabim. So whatever they do inside the house, so they have privacy. You pull down the window shade and you have your privacy and there's no issue of hezekriah, the two sides of the street. But on top of the roof, let's say it's a 6-floor building, and then on top of the roof, there's an issue of hezekriah. If the building has 6 floors and they have 100 tenants, so what do you mean hezekriah? The other tenants can come up to the roof. So this, I don't have privacy. Let's say not 6 floors with 100 tenants. It's a 2-floor house, and me and my family, we use it, and me and my family, we're the only ones who use the roof. And then the other fellow has, if you have 2 roofs that are next to each other, then the Gemara is going to say later on, the gaga samach legag, there's no issue of hezekriah. Where's that? Later on. Here, the third white line on the daf. Avol bin gag legag, lo. Between 2 rooftops that are adjacent to each other, right next to each other, there's no din of hezekriah. That's where Rav Nachman said over in the name of Shmuel. Bingag lagag, you don't need a fence at all. Rav Nachman did they Omar. Rav Nachman added a comment. Not 100%. You don't need anything. Ein azokuk ledalat ames. If there's an issue of hezekriah, then the two have to chip in. If one of them wants, one of them wants it, the other one doesn't want it. He can pressure him. He can force him, and then to pay here for the cost, to pay for a wall. Dalat ames tall. But between 2 gagim, there's no issue of hezekriah. But he says he can force him to pay from b'chitza ad asor atfachm. So Gemara, what's asor atfachm all about? So Gemara explains nitfos olav kiganav. Okay, but there's no issue of hezekriah. All of a sudden, over here, Abai says here there is hezekriah from 2 gagim that are not adjacent to each other, 2 different sides of the street. There is hezekriah. So Tosis explains, isn't this a contradiction? Here, the fourth Tosis on the top. Only in this case does Abayi say that there is an issue of Hezekria. Shein ha'echad margish b'chaber kisha ola b'gagol shizor imenu. He won't realize that the other fellow is on the roof because he's on the other side of the street. But if the two houses are next to each other, then there's no issue of Hezekria, as it says on the third line. Aval b'gagol gagloi. Rab Nachman adzan yinid. He can force the other fellow to pay his share in the fence that's going to be 10 tefachim tall. That's for the purpose of mitzvah sol of kiganah. 10 tefachim is not, 10 tefachim is below my waist. Dalai Lama's is above my head. So when you have an issue of hezekria, you got to build a wall, Dalai Lama's. So that's what the Rivalatos distinguishes. If the two houses are next to each other, then he'll realize then there's no issue of hezekria. They're next to each other, so he'll realize whether they can do private things or not. But if the two houses are on the other side, two different sides of the street, then there is an issue of Hezekiah. So what does Abai say? You have an issue of Hezekiah. So here's one house, here's another house, and the people walk in the street in between. So the rooftop, the Hezekiah. So usually if you have a Hezekiah, you make one fence. If you have a chotzer next to a chotzer, make a fence, dalet tefachim tall, dalet amos tall, dalet amos tall, and that'll take care of the Hezekiah. Over here, what do you say? You have to make two fences. I have to make a fence, and you have to make a fence. Once I made a fence, then that takes care of the whole Hezekiah. So Abai says it doesn't make sense to say they both have to make a fence. So we're going to say one of the two has to build the whole fence. So which one of the two? When you build the fence, the construction work that they did on buildings wasn't so gewaltig. The buildings would collapse after a couple of years. So if you're going to build a wall, you're going to build that wall, Dalet amos tall on top of your building is going to fall down sooner than the other guys. So if one of them agrees to build the whole wall on his rooftop from one end to the other, and then the other fellow will reimburse him, so he'll not only have to pay him half of the expenses of building the wall, he'll have to pay him for the fact that his wall is going to collapse faster than his wall because he has the whole fence. So that's why Abai's explaining better would be, it would make better sense, one of them should build the whole wall, the other one should reimburse him half the expenses and then pay some extra that he's weakening the other guy's wall. But if neither of them is going to agree to build the whole wall on his rooftop, so then if you just say Reuben should build a half a wall and Shimon should build a half a wall, so then Reuben over here can look into Shimon's rooftop over here, so you haven't solved the problem. So then if each one is going to build a half a wall, he'll build this half, he'll build this half. So then you have to be madif. So you have to go an extra foot this way, an extra foot or two this way. So it's going to cost them more money. If they would have had one person build the whole wall, you wouldn't have to have hadofa. But because each one is building a half a wall, you have to have hadofa so that he won't be able to peek in to see what's doing over here on this end. So it's going to be costing more money. So that's what Abai says. If the shnu batim are next to each other and a gagim, a gag next to a gag, then the Gemara says it's only, we pass like Rav Nachman, you can force him to pay for a fence 10 tefachim tall for the purpose of nitvasol of kiganav. But you can't force him to pay for hezekriya because the places explained, they're next to each other, he'll know when the other fellow's coming, there won't be any loss of privacy. But if it's on two sides of the street, then there is an issue of Hezekiah, even on the Gag, so then each one builds half. There's a din of Makkah anyway. You have to build a Makkah anyway, that you shouldn't fall off on the roof. But the Makkah, the Ravid writes on the Rambam, Shulchan Aruch, they quote it. Where's the din of Makkah and Choshen Mishma? I think it's the very last page in Choshen Mishma, the very last siman of Choshen Mishma about Makkah. So Makkah is a din, has to be 10 tefachim tall. Doesn't have to be Dalet amos tall. It only has to be 10 tefachim tall. But here, he has to make a makkah that's going to be Dalet amos tall to take care of the Hezekiah. They just had in the news yesterday, 2 days ago, something on the radio. They had in the news that if an aunt was babysitting for a baby, and then the baby disappeared, and then she realized the baby jumped out the window and he got killed. He fell down four flights, so it was four stories high, and he got killed. So that's a din of makeh. So that makeh, you see, over here, you can't open the windows. So here you don't need a makeh. Okay. But if you have, let's say, you have a building with windows that you can open, so it depends how low down is the opening. I think if I stand next to the window, this is not 10 tefachim tall. 10 tefachim is a little below my waist. I think this is much below my waist. So if you would have been able to open the windows, that you wouldn't be allowed to have such a thing. A makeh is not only on the gag. Let's see, some makeh legagecha. If you have a window that opens down to the floor, that's on the fifth floor. You have a window. You only need a makeh. You only need a makeh. Where I go in the summertime, I have a porch in the front of my building. The porch is not 10 tefachim tall. So the Gemara says in Baba Kama, no one should get killed. So the Gemara says, you can only get killed if the bar is 10 tefachim deep, or if the porch is 10 tefachim tall above the ground. Even though the ground is soft with grass, and you're probably not going to get killed anyway. It's not concrete. But still, that's what the Gemara says. 10 tefachim is Ovid Misa. If it's less than a 10 tefachim, you don't need a mark. So my porch happens to be less than 10 tefachim tall. So I don't need a makeh. If I would have needed a makeh, the fence that I have around the porch is not a makeh because it's not 10 tefachim tall. If the porch is 10 tefachim above the ground, even though it's grass over there, soft earth and grass, it's not concrete, and then you need a makeh, then the makeh has to be 10 tefachim tall, and it should be a makeh that if people will lean on it, it won't fall down. It has to be a sturdy makeh. Yeah. So you need a makeh anyway because you're using the gag. Let's say in my building where I live, no one has the right to use the roof. Once in a while, people go up to the roof if there's a leak. So they have to call someone to fix the leak in the roof. But normally, no one is allowed to use the roof. So you don't need a makeh. It is that you don't need a makeh. Where do you find that in the Mishnah Berurah? That if you have a rooftop that nobody uses, you don't have to put a makeh. It's an Hilchas Chalamoid. Of all places, it says that you're permitted to build a makeh on chalamoid if you need one. But then the Mishnah Berurah has in the Bir Halacha, he discusses when is there a chiyuv makeh. He says only if people use the rooftop. If nobody uses it, so there's no chiyuv makeh. So a makeh midin the mitzvah makeh, or you need a 10 tefachim tall. But over here you need dalar amos tall because of the hezek riyah. So that's what Abai says. So it's a makeh l'chatzi gagoi, it's a makeh l'chatzi gagoi, umadif. Each one has to go a little more than half in order to prevent one from looking from this end of the roof to this end of the roof. So it's going to be more expensive. Would it make more sense that one of them should build the whole makeh on his roof, dalar amos tall, and you won't have to waste the duplication of the madif? But then it's going to weaken his wall, and it won't weaken the other guy. So he's going to have to pay half anyway. So in addition to paying half, let him pay a little extra. That's what the Tosafot explains on the next Gemara. So the Gemara asks, why does Abai only say the two rooftops that is zeh keneged zeh al shnei tzidei b'shul sarab? One if it's not b'shul sarab in between. Ma'ir b'shul sarab mefil b'shul sayach adami. Let's say there's a chotzer in between. Also, you have the same issue. Why is it only say b'shnei tzidei b'shul sarab? The Gemara says, no, it's a chiddush. B'shul sarab metzrichalei means even if it's a b'shul sarab in between. If it's a b'shul sayach in between, so then we know that you need a makeh because of the hezek riyah. Ma'udetema ne'malei, let the one who doesn't want to pay for a wall, let him turn it to the other one. So, a bois litztanui b'nei b'shul sarabim. Why should I put up a half a wall? You're going to put up a half a wall. I don't need the whole half a wall. I don't have any problem. You feel that there's a problem of hezek riyah. You're going to have a hezek riyah anyway because people are going to be walking here. So you're going to have to. I'm not concerned. I'm not going to use the rooftop for any private thing. I don't need privacy on the rooftop. You feel you need privacy. But I'm not the mazik over here. All the b'nei b'shul sarab are the mazik. And you can't tell them, You have to stop all the people in the street and tell them they all have to chip in to pay for their fence. They don't have to pay for your fence. That's what yesterday David Lichtenstein was here, so he was explaining when you have Bnei Rishus HaRabim walking, they're causing Hezekiah. You don't have to. You have no right to make them pay for your fence. It's only a din shcheinim. That's what I said in the first shiur that I gave, the introductory shiur, shiur p'ticha to Bava Basa. I said it's a din of shutvim. It's a din of shutvim. All the people who live in the same community can force each other. One guy says, "I'll daven at home. I don't need a shul." And one fella, his wife is already 75 years old. She doesn't use the mikveh anymore. She doesn't need a mikveh anymore. So he says, "I don't want to chip in for the mikveh. I don't believe in any erev. I don't want to pay money to make an erev." So the din is that if the miut of the people in the city want an erev, even if the miut want the mikveh and the miut want the shul and they want to hire a rabbi and so on, so everybody has to pay. Usually it depends on the rabbi. Whenever you have shutfin, it depends on what the rabbi wants, but whenever the miut has the correct taina, then the din says that the whole group of the shutfim are mechuyev to chip in. That's the din, the shutfim are mechuyev to spend money on whatever is a tzorach that they all share in common. So here, you can't make the people in the street pay for your, even though they're causing a hazakah, you can't make them pay for your, for the fence, for your privacy. So the fellow on the other rooftop can tell that the people in the street are causing the hazakah. So you have to, if you're in there, I don't need any privacy on my rooftop. I don't need it. You need it. So it's not because of me, it's because of the people in the street. You can't make them pay. So why should I have to pay? So the Gemara says, Mawadu Tema, one might have thought, name Alei, let the fellow who doesn't want, the one who doesn't want any fence, let him tie it. So, Haboyz Litzonim, Bnei Mishus HaRabim. You have a Hezekiah from the Bnei Mishus HaRabim. You can't make them pay. So why should I have to pay for half? The people in the street are causing the Hezekiah. Kamashma Banda Amalei, the other fellow on the other rooftop, can respond. That's not so. The rabbim only be mamuchazali below yalochazali. The people walk on the street can only see in the daytime. At nighttime is dark, they can't see. Ah, but you're going to be on the other roof, on the other side of the street. Ah, ben bi mamu ben below yalochazali, you'll see me by yom or by lilo. So you're causing more Hezekiah. Inami, there's another difference. Rabbim. The people on the Rishus HaRabim, ki ko'imna, when I stand up, chazali, ki yisivna, when I sit, lo chazali. Ah, you're on the rooftop, that's on the same level as my rooftop, is ben ki ko'imna, both when I'm standing, ben ki yisivna, when I'm sitting, there's a hezekiah, so you make more hezekiah than them. And Rabim and the people in the street, they have to turn it, they have to screw their neck like this and look up in order to see. If they're going to look straight, they're not going to see anything. But you're going to be on the same level. Your rooftop's going to be the same level as my rooftop. So you're causing me more hezekiah. Rabbi Kima Aini, when they go out of the way and they look, chazuli kikolama kiloi kama Aini, when they're not going to twist their neck and look up, lo chazuli, they're not going to see me. Ah, you're on the rooftop that's parallel on the same ground level with my rooftop. Even if you don't turn your head, you're just going to be sitting there, you're going to see me. So there's more hezekiah from you than Merem Shus HaRabim. So therefore we have a din like shutfim. Even though they're not mamish next to neighbors like this, they have a din like shutfim, like all the people in the city. They're not next to neighbors. All the people in the city, that's the next Mishnah, on Zion Island base. The people in the city can force each other to build the shul and to build a mikveh and to make a choyma, sovi bloir, and to do water purification and museums, whatever, right, and education. Even though the miut of the people in New York City don't send their children to the... Some people don't have any children. Some people, their children are old already. And some people go send their children to yeshivas. They're not going to send their children to the public school. But because 51% of the taxpayers in New York City say they want a public school system, say even the miut of the, even the 49% of the people who don't have children of that age and who are going to send their children to a private school, they all have to chip in. If the Rav wants a public school system, then everybody has to chip in. So the people in the city have the status of shutfim, either minatorim or the rabbonim, whatever. The people have a din of shutfim. even though they're not adjacent to each other. So the din is that the two neighbors have a din of shutfim, and one can be kai for the other to put up a fence, not only if their two homes are adjacent to each other, even if the two sides of the street, but each one is causing hezegria to the other one, they also have a din of shutfim. For mashmalon, that's Abaye's chiddush. So then the Gemara says, Pshita. Interesting, Kasha. Pshita, Abaye's din is Pshita. There are two people on two sides of the street, and the rooftops are the same level. If the two houses would be adjacent, then Amar Rav Nachman, Amar Shmuel says later on, Ben Gag Lagag, there's no hezekria. So Tesis explained why not, because the two houses are near each other. So Kol Echad Margish Pechavero, so he'll know not to do private things then. He'll know when he can do, when he can't do. But if the two gagim on shnei tziri rishus harabim, then he won't know, then there's an issue of hezekria. So the Gemara holds that it's pshita. Interesting, kasha. Pshita. And if the Gemara, the chiddush is latzich dekodem chad minayi ba'obot. One of them was pushing for the whole thing, and then he built his hair. He built his hair. The other guy wasn't so keen on the whole thing. So ma'u detema, you already built, you're the one who's so eager to have the whole thing, and you already... He already put up his half with the madif. So let this fella taina, let's save money. You're going to have to be madif, and I'm going to he can't do 51%, he'll do 51%. Then they'll be able to see each other from this corner to that corner. They have to do something like 80%, 85%. And he has to do 85% over here, so they shouldn't be able to see. So there's going to be a lot of overlap over here. So it's going to cost more money. So Ma'u Detema, the one who already put up half, let the other one taina, name Aleidach, let the other one who didn't want to put up the fence in the first place, let him say, Shkolu Zinka, I'll pay you the extra money. Va'abde at kule, you make the whole thing. Kamash Malon, no, the Omale, he tainas to him. Why don't you want to build your half on yours? Because it's going to ruin your building. Ultimately, your building is going to collapse earlier than otherwise. I also don't want to build the whole fence, the Dalai Lama's tall fence on my building, because my building will collapse earlier. At my time of this, why didn't you want to rush to do a mishum? The misra ashisoch, your wall will become weaker. Anoname misra le ashisoy, my wall will become weaker. So it must speak. I built 80% of the fence. Now you build your 80% on yours. Okay. Amr Am Nachman Amr Shmuel, he says over the name of Shmuel, Gaga Samach Lechotzer Chaveroi. How can it be Gaga Samach Lechotzer Chaveroi? Chotzer is on the ground, Gaga is on top. So the Rashbam explains, the Rashi explains that the ground level is not the same. So the Gaga is on the same level as the other fellow's Chotzer. The Gaga is on top of the building, which is on a lower ground level. So the Gaga is next to a Chotzer. So which direction is the hezekria? Also, lamaka gavoya dalit ames. Who has the hezekria? Both of them have a hezekria. Who the bala chotzer kintaina that you are making hezekria for me? In the Balagag Taina that the Balachotz is making hezekria for him. If you have a Gag next to a Gag, they're right next to each other, then Tosis said, Tosis showed from the Gemara, there's no Gag next to a Gag, there's no issue of hezekria. Kalechet Margish Bechavero. So it's only in one direction over here. Gaga samach lechotzer chaver also lamaki gavoya dalit am tu only the balha gag has to put up the whole the balagag has to pay the whole thing or they both share 50-50. What does the Rashi say? Gavoya arba amas mishum has agreed. It doesn't explain. They both chip in half, they both pay for him. I don't know. We should look it up in Shulchan Aruch. There's an issue of Hezekri. You don't need anything at all. That's what it sounds like from Shmuel. Rav Nachman Didei Omer. Rav Nachman said this over the name of Shmuel. Then he added on his own comment. Nachman Didei Omer. That what? In a zokuk l'dalar amis. You don't need a fence of dalar amis between two gagin. So the Gemara says, what does that stand for? What is a mechitza asar? What does it accomplish? Ila has agreed, dalar amis bina. Dalar amis has to be above people's heads, so he won't be able to see it, and the other, he won't take away from his primacy. Ila nitva solov keganev, if you just want to have a fence to make sure that neither will trespass on the other one's rooftop, let's say the buildings are adjacent. So I don't want you walking around on my roof. You don't want me walking around on your roof. So they can force each other to build a fence. You need a fence, 10 tvachim tall, a nit for sol of kiganev. But mesip is beyond the saga. Mesip is a tiny little thing, 2 inches tall, 3 inches tall. What do you need? What do you need, 10 tvachim tall? The mesip is beyond the saga. And iligdoim et loim. And if you're afraid, one of them is going to bring up animals on the rooftop. Okay, I don't know, I was never on a farm. Iligdoim et loim, he's going to bring it up. So the Gemara says, so what do you need 10 tvachim for? All you need is enough of a fence, b'chdei shaloi yizdakeh b'vasraish sagi. It should be sufficient. You shouldn't need a whole 10 tvachim. It should be enough. If it shouldn't be easy for the animal to jump quickly from one side of the roof. This is Reuben's roof, this is Shimon's roof. So it should be big enough. There's no need for 10 tvachim. It should be big enough that it shouldn't be so comfortable for the behemoth to jump from one to the other. This is an expression that appears in the beginning, the first perek in Erevin. The Gemara has a machlekes hatanaim, how much is lovud? We paskan lovud is gimel tvachim, but there's a machlekes hatanaim, whether lovud is gimel tvachim or dalet tvachim. So the Mefarshim ask Akasha, the Rambam has a famous comment in the Hakdama to the Pirush HaMishnayos. He tells you that the Mishnayos records the whole Torah Shebal Peh. And what constitutes Torah Shebal Peh? So the Rambam says in the Hakdama there, the Pirush HaMishnayos, that there are 5 parts to the Torah Shebal Peh. So one part is Halacha Moshe V'Sinai, that's for sure Torah Shebal Peh. Then he has Pirush HaMakubalim Moshe V'Sinai. We have traditions that Ayin Tachasayin doesn't mean that. We have a tradition that Pri Eitzot, that means an Esrog. It doesn't mean any delicious fruit. And so we have Pirushim Amchavol and Moshe Messina. Then you have all the dinim figure that are based on Yudgum Midashatar and Edreshespan. Then you have all the dinim Derabanan. That's the 4th and the 5th sections of the Torah Shabbat Peh, are the dinim Derabanan, also blend in to become part of the Torah Shabbat Peh. The Rambam has all the din of Rabban are not 2 parts. One is takanas and one is gzeiros, essay and license. So the Rambam writes, where is there room for machlokes? Machlokes is when the Chachamim established a din based on the Midrash HaTorah and the Drash HaSbam. So had the machlokes, how should you darshan the psukim? But if there's Allah Moshe Messina, it doesn't make sense to have a machlokes. Means that they forgot what it was. That's embarrassing. The Rambam has his whole attack against the Goyim. The Goyim are of the opinion that every single din was literally what the Medrash says. Kol ma shetamid vaser vaser lechadish nemal ala Moshe Messina. Every single din that a Talmid Chacham is going to come up with, every line in the Mishnah Berurah was told to Moshe Rabbeinu Har Sinai. Every single din was told to Moshe Rabbeinu. How can you say that? And they never developed any dinim over the generations. New dinim, every asmach tekanya. Every single din was told to Moshe Rabbeinu Har Sinai. So how come there's so much machlokes? So according to the Goyim, the answer is they forgot. So the Rambam said that's an embarrassment for the Jewish, but they forgot everything. Every din is mutaba machlokes. Every Mishnah has a machlokes hatanoi. That's what yesterday the speaker quoted. The Avudram writes, why do we say Azel Mekoyman before Baruch Shem? Azel Mekoyman. I think he said there are 800 prokem and shisha sidra mission. There's only one parak that doesn't have machlokes. That's Ezel Mekoyma. So the Avudram writes, the reason why we recite Ezel Mekoyma is because that's the one and only parak. There is machlokes there, but the Mishnah doesn't record it. Some of the dinim in the Mishnah are mutal machlokes, but that's the only parak in Shas that the Mishnah doesn't record any machlok. So the Rambam says, how can it be that you take that medrash literally? Medrash appears in many sources. Kol masha tamet vasik vasik lachanish, nema vana Moshe misina. So the Gaonim took it literally. Every single thing was told to Moshe Rabbeinu. Nothing was developed over the generations. Everything was told to Moshe Rabbeinu. So what are the Midrash HaTavah all about? It's just a way to check whether your tradition is correct or not. So the Rambam makes fun of that. He said that's an embarrassment to Klal Yisrael to say that we forgot everything. Machlokes says when they were coming up with a new din in their generation, they were coming up with a new case came up and there was a shayla, how to paskin the din. And then he had a machlokes, how to say. But you never have a machlokes on Allah Moshe Messina. So they ask on the Rambam, there are a lot of Gemaras that seem to contradict the Rambam. So one of the kashas is when there's Gemara, in the first parak in Erev, in the Gemara has machlokes, how many tvachim is lavud? Is it three tvachim or four tvachim? So that's, and the Gemara says, lavud is halach al Moshe Messina. So you see that there is room to have machlokes and lavud. So the truth of the matter is not such a big kasha, because when you learn the Gemara in Erev, the Gemara has this lashon. Kadesh is dakra hagdi bevas rosh. Lavud is like this. If you have a fence that's 10 tvachim tall, so it has to be 10 tvachim tall till the ground? The Gemara says, no, the bottom couple of tvachim is okay. If it reaches the height of 10 tvachim, it doesn't have to go all the way down to the ground. If it's lavud to the ground, that's enough. How much is lavud? So that's machlokes hatanaim, three tvachim or four tvachim. So the Gemara says, the loshen of the halacha Moshe Messinei was, if the fence reaches so low that a goat, kadesh yizdaka hagdi bevas rosh, a goat will not be able to jump easily under the fence. If you have a fence that's so high, let's say when I stand up, so 10 tvachim is a little below my waist. So let's say I have a fence like this, it reaches 10 tvachim, but all the bottom is missing. So all the animals can walk through easily. If the fence is so low that the animals cannot walk easily, then you say lavud. So what is the shear that is too difficult for a normal-sized goat to jump under the fence easily? So that was a machlokes hatanaim. How do you train, let's say, a revius? When you're talking about a revius, wine for kiddush hasbri, how much is a revius? So the different opinions, how much is a revius? The Gemara says, revius is beitz ha-machtzah. So what size egg? How much is the volume? In ounces. So here also, the real shear of the halacha Moshe Messina was, if the fence reaches down so low that a normal size gedi cannot jump easily from one side of the fence to the other, then you say lavud. So how do you translate that into inches? So that was a machlokes hatanaim, whether it's three tvachim or four tvachim. What size gedi are you talking about? If it's a smaller size gedi, it'll be able to jump easily, even if it's three and a half tochen, it'll be able to jump easily. It's a bigger size gedi, then it won't be able to jump easily unless it's more than a three tochen. So that was a machlokes. A lot of times the Gemara says halacha Moshe Messinai, Taisus points out in a few places in Menachos and Zvachim. There are halachas l'Moshe Messinai that over the years the Chachamim changed the lashon from the way it was originally. They made a din derabbanan, so they said over the halacha Moshe Messinai, they reworded it with the din derabbanan. So here we say lavud is gimel tvachim. We changed it. The original nusach was that lavud is kedei sheyizdakrak gdi bevas rosh. The same lashon that appears over here, but this has nothing to do with lavud. Here the Gemara just says, why does Rav Nachman say that if you have ben gag legag, the two gagim are adjacent to each other, they can only force each other to make a fence that'll be 10 tvachim tall. What do you accomplish? If you're concerned about hezekri, you need dalet amas, it should be above the head, above the eyes of the people, normal people. Some people are 6 feet tall, so you have to have dalet amas. And if you're worried about nitfil solikagana, some mesipis is good enough. 2 inches tall, 3 inches tall is enough. So that no one will trespass on the other one's rooftop into the Gemara. And if you're concerned, if you want to have a fence to prevent the animals from going through, so also it doesn't have to be 10 tvachim tall. Just have a shtickle fence. Either gedoyim betloim, you don't want, if he's going to bring a gedi or a tele on top of his rooftop, you don't want his animals or his pet, whatever, to go on your half. So all you need is a little fence. Put a little fence that should prevent the make him pay for his share in the fence that should prevent the animals from going to the other side. The answer is no one's going to bring animals to the rooftop. Everything. It's just to prevent trespassing. And but if we're just going to make a mesitas that's 2-3 inches tall, he can he'll be roaming around on your side of on your rooftop, and he'll say, I was reading the paper and the wind blew and my paper fell on your side of the roof, on your rooftop. That's why the mesipa is only 2 inches tall. That's why I had to go to, I was on the border and I dropped my paper, I dropped my fork and knife, whatever. I had to go on your side in order to pick it up. So if you're going to have a mechitza of 10 tefachim tall, so that'll help that the guy shouldn't be able to be a faker and say, I dropped something. It'll be obvious that he's trespassing on your property. So that's what the Gemara says. You're really only worried about nitfa solik ganef. But if you'll only have a mesipis 2 inches tall, matzim mishtamid le'gamim emtsurim tumim mitzari tzirno, he was on the corner, he was on the edge, and he dropped something, but mechitza asur l'motzim mishtametlein. Fine. So the Gemara asked the Kasha, how can he say that you need a mechitza of 10 tefachim tall? There's a b'raisa, moya chatzer l'mayla megaga shal chaveira. You have a gag next to a chatzer, and which one is higher? They're not on the same level. Normally a gag is higher than a chatzer, but here is fakir. Not only they're not on the same level, the chatzer is higher than the gag. The chatzer is the ground level. And the gaga is the roof. So the gaga is the gaga of a building, which is much, the ground level there is much lower than the chatzer. Hoyo chatzero, l'mayla migaga shal chaveroi, what's the din, ein is kokim lo, in which direction ein is kokim lo? What does Rashi explain? Hoyo chatzero, l'mayla migaga shal chaveroi, Rashi says, hoyo karka, is the Rashi, the fourth wide line. Shoya karka ha chotzer gavoya mi karka ha bayis hainu zakuk lo bala chotzer, the bala chotzer is not mechuyev lasus lo mechitza ben chotzer le gag kevin de gag le kova tashmishte a chotzer you use much more often than a gag. That's what Rashi wrote earlier on the daf, on the second white line in Rashi. Rashi quotes Bishmaita Kamaisa, the first daf in Bava Basra, Chotzer Kviya Tashmishte, the Gag Lo Kviya Tashmishte. Chotzer, you use it much more often. A Gag, you don't use it so much. In fact, when you learn Erevin, so the first Mishnah in Erevin, if you have an area that has a mechitza around it, that has a din of rishus sayochet for Shabbos purposes, for hoitzo, for carry. So what's the definition of rishus sayochet? Has to have a minimum of dal tfochem, not dal amas. If you have a bias that should have a hishtamshus like a house, that has to be dal amas. You're not b'chuyiv and mezuzah, unless the room has dal amas. Chsaftam am mezuzah beisecho. So it's only called a bias if it has a shir of dalalams or dalalamas. Let's say, mihu yesh shabana bias v'loch anorcha yelach v'yoshev lebeiso panyamus b'amul chama v'yish achei yach nechenu. So the hischoizim yorcha amul chama, only if the bias that he built has a minimum of dalalamas or dalalamas. Doesn't have dalalamas, it's not called a bias. And the same thing for the purpose of makkah. You only b'chuyif to put, that's what it says in Gemara, basisa makkah l'gagecha. You only put a makkah if it's a bias that has dalaramas or dalaramas. Less than dalaramas doesn't have the hishtamshus of a bias. That happens to be a strange din. What if, let's say, there's no bias? Let's say, Let's say you have a highway, and then the highway leads to a bridge, and then the bridge is broken. The speaker yesterday was talking about that. The bridge is broken. The bridge is broken, so you can't go there. So if the people driving the car are not going to know that there's no bridge, so they're going to all fall into the river. So you have to put the people will fall into the river. So you have to put a makkah that people shouldn't fall into the river. So the din of makkah doesn't only apply. We'll see some makkah ligagecha if you have a gag on top of a bias. Even if you have on the ground level, if it's near a river, someone can roll in. Over here, before I was a student in yeshiva, years before, the son of one of the rebbes in yeshiva was playing near the river, and he rolled into the river and he drowned. A little kid, he drowned in the river. So that's why they have a lot of fences there to prevent the young children from falling in. Well, let's say you have in a community, you have the train goes through, so they have to have fences to prevent the people who live right next to the train tracks. So they have to have fences to prevent people from little children from going onto the train tracks. So if the din of makkah would have only applied, we see some makkah legagecha gaganta kisibne bayis, if you build a house, it's only called a bayis if it has dalanamas or dalanamas. So then you can say, if it doesn't have dalanamas, it's not a gag, and the whole din of makkah doesn't. But makkah applies even if it's not a gag of a bayis, whenever there's a danger. So how does the Gemara say that you don't, there's no chi of makkah unless the bayis has dalanamas, achreinim abadah with that kasha? So some answer the correct, there are two dinim of makkah. There's one din of makkah that you say a bracha on, that's only asis a makkah legagecha. Then there's a din, v'lasasim damim v'vesecha, you're not allowed to leave any dover shel sakonim. If you have an open, let's say you have an electrical appliance that has an open wire, and someone's going to touch the wire, they'll get electrocuted. So you also have to be careful. You can't leave a bor in the Rishus Ram. Someone's going to fall in. The din makkah doesn't only apply makkah legagech on top of a rooftop, on top of a bayis, whenever there's a sakana. But when see some makkah legagech on that, you say a bracha. And if you just remove a sakana, that's losasim dam v'hasecha, that's only a loisasa, then you wouldn't say a bracha. That's what some achrayim want to say. Others are not so convinced that that's the correct answer, because it's not so clear that you say a bracha when you make a makkah. Maybe even when you make a makkah on a rooftop, you don't say a bracha. That's a discussion on machlekes, I think, in Shulchan Aruch, on the last page in Chosh Mishpah, whether you say a bracha or not. So that answer is problematic. But that's the Gemara in Daf Gimel. In Sukkah, there's a whole list of dinim derais and dinim derabanan that depend on a bayis. It's only called a bayis if it has a minimum of dalanamas or dalanamas. But for Rishus HaYachid, it doesn't have to be a bias. Let's say you have a playground and it has a fence around it. So it's also Rishus HaRabim. It's also Rishus HaYachid. Also Rishus HaYachid. Rishus HaYachid doesn't have to have that. In order to be a bias, Sheyesh B'hish Tamshu Shal Bias has to have dalanamas. In order to be a Rishus HaYachid, it has to have a makam. Shia makam is dalet tvachim, a dalet tvachim much smaller. Dalet tvachim, a dalet tvachim, mukav mechitzis that are 10 tvachim tall. So that's a Rishus HaYachid. So you have different kinds of Rishus HaYachid. So sometimes you have a chotzer, sometimes you have a mavui, and sometimes you have a bayis. So in the opening Mishnah in Erevin, they have dinim. There are certain kulas that only apply to a mavi, don't apply to a chatzir. And there are certain kulas that only apply to a chatzir, don't apply to a mavi. Each one has a list of kulas and chumras. You have to determine whether any given mokim, that's mukav mechitza, does it have a din of a chatzir, does it have a din of a mavi? In order to know whether it has the kulas or the chumras of the mavi or of the or of the chatzim. So the Ramon Shulchan Aruch, I think, quotes the Trumas Adeshin or the Marik, one of the early Achronim, either Trumas Adeshin or the Marik, who says, Ein lanu, we don't have any din mavui bizman hazeh because ein lanu din chatzir. A chatzir, it really, bizman agamar, let's say, if you have an apartment building and you have a few apartments on the same floor, so that should really be considered like a chatzir. You have different, let's say you have two or more apartments on one floor, and the hallway is shared in common by the different tenants of the two different apartments. Some apartment buildings, they have it in such a way, there's only one apartment on every floor. So that's not a chatzer. A chatzer is if you have an area, so let's say in a normal, it's hard to say normal, if you have, let's say in my building where I live, there are quite a few apartments on every floor. There are five or six apartments. There are six apartments on every floor. And then there are apartments on the, I live on the A side, and then the other side is the B side. And then you have the lobby, the front lobby, where all of the people from both sides, all the 100 people, all the 100 apartments, everybody has a right to use the lobby in the front. So that has a din of a mavui. A chatzer is if you have two batim, two different batim opening up into the chatzer, and the mavui is they have two different chatzeris opening up into the mavui. So the Ramor and Shulchan Aruch Hilchos Erevin quotes from the Marik, Trumas Hadeshen, I think, one of these two, that we don't have a din of mavui bizman hazeh, because a mavui is defined as an area, mukav mechitza, mishu sayochid, where you have two chatzeris opening up. We don't have any din of chatzer bizman hazeh. Because in the days of the Gemara, when they had a chatzer, said they would eat in the chatzer, they would do work in the chatzer, they would read, study, exercise, whatever. They did different things. Today, what do you use the hallway of the house for? Nobody eats in the hallway of the house. Once a year, Leil Bedikas Chametz, when the mother doesn't want the children eating their pizza in the apartment, so she doesn't eat the pizza in the hallways. That's all. Once a year, they eat in the hallways. But nobody eats in the hallways. Everybody has five locks on the door. And when you come home from traveling, so you take all of your luggage, you stand in the hallway in front of your door, you open all your five locks, and then you take your luggage inside, then you close your locks. All you use the hallway is to walk back and forth. You don't sit and do homework in the hallway. Nobody sits and reads the newspaper in the hallway. Even in the lobby, nobody sits in the lobby. In my building, boys used to take girls on dates. The lobby is very nicely furnished. They used to take the girls on dates to the lobby, but now the front door, they're two locked. There are two front doors that are locked there. So you can't get into the building unless you get through the first two front doors. So nobody from the outside comes in. People inside the building don't use the lobby. They use the lobby if they came downstairs and they're tired, so then they sit in the lobby for 2 minutes till they walk further out. But nobody does any activity in the lobby. So that's why the Ramos says it doesn't have a din. We don't have any din of a mavui, because in order to have the status of the chumris and the kulas of a mavui and a chatzer, that's all the rabbanans. On the level of the rice, it's the same thing. But so we don't have a din of a mavui because we don't have a chatzer, because we don't use the chatzer for ishtamshus. That's what Rashi says. A chatzer, he quotes from the Shmait and Kamaisa, the second white line in Rashi. Rashi quotes from the first daf in Bava Basra, that a chotzer is kviya tashmishte, and a gag is lo kviya tashmishte. The chotzer, you use it for hishtamshus a lot. You don't use it for private hishtamshus, but you use it for hishtamshus. You have picnics, and you do homework, and you read, and you relax there, you sunbathe, you do all kinds of things in the chotzer. So that's a shaila. We don't, if once you say like that, we don't have any din chotzer bizman hazeh. So they quote from the Chazon Ish that the Medina Gemara is supposed to light Neiros Chanukah al Pesach Beiso mi bachutz. What does it mean al Pesach Beiso? In front of the bayis? That's what Rashi says. And in Shulchan Aruch they say that most of the Rishonim hold that you're not supposed to put al Pesach Abayis, you're supposed to put al Pesach HaChotzer. If there's a hole, why should you put al Pesach Habayis? Only the people who live in your chotzer, you'll have pisumi nis only for the families who live in your chotzer. Why not put the menorah al Pesach HaChotzer? So all the people from the mavui, all the people from the whole building, from the whole mavui will have pisumi nis. Everyone will see it. So in Shulchan Aruch, that's the accepted opinion, that you put the menorah al Pesach HaChotzer, not al Pesach HaBayis. Why not put the menorah al Pesach? Why don't you put the menorah by City Hall, by Times Square, so you have many more people see? The answer is no. The closer you have it to your home, so the further away you have it, you'll accomplish more pisum inisa. But you want that it should be mitzurif to your home, so you don't have to have dafka, that it should be in the house. If you're going to light the menorah in your house, only the people who walk in front of the window will see. If you light it, al Pesach HaBayis mi bachutz, more people will see. The further away you light it, more people will see. But the further away, it doesn't relate to your bias. So in Shulchan Aruch, the accepted opinion is not like Rashi. Mishneh Berurah writes there, you shouldn't think Rashi stands alone. A few Rishonim agree with Rashi. You shouldn't put it on Pesach HaChatzer. You should only put it on Pesach HaBayis. But most of the Rishonim don't agree with Rashi. Most of the Rishonim say, more preferred is that you should put the menorah on Pesach HaChatzer. But Pesach HaChatzer you can't. So that's the Shaila. Where are you going to light the menorah here in the dormitory? All the people that live on one floor, you might perhaps think that the hallway has the status of a chotzer. But what about if they're going to tell everybody they should light on the first floor? The first floor is not the chotzer where they walk around. He may say that that's like a mavui, but you're not supposed to light so far away. Not supposed to light the menorah so far away from the bayis after the past the chotzer. Yeah. So they quote in the name of the Chazon Ish that since the Ramah quoted in Hilchas Erevin, that he quoted the Trumas Adeshin, that Ein Lana Din Chotzer Bizman Hazeh, Ein Lana Din Mavi, because Ein Lana Din Chotzer. So if you don't have Din Chotzer, so you can't light the menorah al Pesach HaChotzer either, because it doesn't have the status of a Chotzer. So you have no choice, you have to follow Rashi al Pesach HaBayis. You can't say Rov HaRishonim hold not like Rashi, you should really light further away. Al Pesach HaChatzah, we don't have any chatzah. That's a shayla. It could be that in a dormitory, it could be that the hallway in a dormitory has a din of a chatzah. Because the guys walk down the hall in order to take a shower. They go in their pajamas, or they go in their bathrobe, or they walk into each other's apartments, they walk into each other's rooms. So maybe the hallway in a dormitory has much more hishtamshus than the hallway in an apartment house. In the apartment house, I wouldn't walk in the hallway in my pajamas. The other people are not from my family. But over here, maybe the hallway in the dormitory does have a din of a chatzah. Maybe it would have the din of a chatzah. But the hallway in a normal apartment house, that's where the Sefer Shulchan Aruch doesn't have a din of a chatzah. Is chatzah relevant? We know that there are dinim of chatzah and mavoi, there are dinim, a difference between the rabbanim. The difference is midrabban. Each has chumras and kulus. Yeah, are there any dinim deraisa that depend on chotzer? So there's a din deraisa of ear. There's a din, an ear ani dachas. If you have a few people worship Avodah Zarah, yechidim who worship Avodah Zarah, we have the Gemara. Where's the Gemara? If yechidim worship Avodah Zarah, here it is. And Daf Ches Amud Aleph. The fourth narrow line, you have narrow lines and wider lines and very wide lines. So the fourth wide line before the very wide lines. Achameres v'hagamelis, it's a brisa from the end of Sanhedrin. All the dinim of Rini Dachas are just the last three plot in Sanhedrin. The Gemara quotes a brisa, Uriminu. Achameres v'hagamelis v'haveres mimakim l'makim v'lbana b'teicha v'hutcha imahim. The people who happen to be traveling only temporarily, they're only staying for a few days in the city, they worship Avodah Zarah also. But they're not staying there for 30 days, they're there for less than 30 days. So then, heim b'skilim amalim pola. If they worship Avodah Zarah, they get over Avodah Zarah's chayv skilo, but you don't have to destroy his property. However, if they stayed in the city for more than 30 days, im nishtav sham shloshim yom, if they stayed more than 30 days, then they have a din of yoshvei ha'ir, and the pasuk in Chumash uses the expression, hakas takas yoshvei ha'ir lefi charev. Lefi charev means that they get sayif. Instead of getting skilo, skilo is machomer, instead of getting skilo, they get sayif. And instead of mamoylam polat, if a person worships Avodah Zarah, they give him skilo, so the money that he, the property that he has goes be rushed to his children. But if he's a member of the Irani Dachas, you have to burn all of the property that belongs to him. So Mamayna Mavad. So let's say you have 10 people, a minyan of people worship Avodah Zarah in Eretz Yisrael. So they have a din of Irani Dachas. No, it has to have a din of an ear. What's a din of an Irani Dachas? So there's a minimum population that it has to have. Let's say you have a motel. So then you get... The motel, and they have motels in the airports. people are switching flights, so they need a motel to sleep overnight, 1 or 2 days, in order to switch from one airline to the other, to switch from one flight to the other, going this way, going that way, whatever. So let's say at any given time you have 100 people living in a motel, but they don't stay there so long. They don't stay in the hotel for more than 2-3 days. So that doesn't count. You have to have a minimum population who lives there kavua. That's the shaila, how long is kavua? How long is kavua? So the Mishnah Berurah writes in Hilchos Shabbos, 6 months. Where in the world did he get a shear 6 months? That's not a shear. Anymore has 6 months as a shear for something here. And Avchesam and Aleph is 6 months. Shisha Chadosh Meleksus. If you live in the city for more than 6 months, then you have to chip in to give tzedakah, to buy clothing for the homeless who have no clothing. Yeah, these are all detailed. On the level of their eyes, 6 months shouldn't play a role at all. The Mishnah Berurah quotes some Rishonim. You have to live in the place. You have to live in the city for 6 months. Because they used to sign leases for 6 months. I don't know, did people sign 6 month leases now? Is it common? Usually you sign a 2 year lease or 1 year lease. I don't know why he says 6 months. Anyway, so in order to be considered an ear, you have to have a minimum population, and you have to have gimel chatzeres. You have to have a minimum of gimel chatzeres. Let's say you have one chatzer in New York and one chatzer in Minneapolis. One chatzer in Los Angeles. So that makes the whole United States one big ear. No. The chatzeres have to either be contiguous, touching each other. Taisa said that's not mistabit to say the chatzeres have to be contiguous. Taisa and Aaron says, and if they're just a block apart, it's also good. So how far apart can they be that they're mistar from the three chatzeres? So Taisa says the shear is Shiva Mama Vishirayim. If the one chatzah is within 70 amas to the other, and the third chatzah is within 70 amas to the second chatzah, then the mitzvah from Yachad. So, in order to be considered an ear, that's on the level of the rice. In order to be considered an ear, you have to have a few conditions. So, one of the requirements is you have to have a minimum population. That's a sugya in the first parak in Sanhedrin. What's the minimum population that you need? That the location should have the din of the near any dachas. Let's say, Ore Miklot. You can't make Ore Miklot a tiny little dwarf. It has to have a minimum population. It can't be too big either. The Gemara has a makas, because then if it's going to be a big metropolis, too many people are going to be roaming around, then the Goel Adam may come and he'll slip through and he'll go kill the Horeg B'shogig. So you shouldn't have it too big. That's a local din in Ore Miklot. It shouldn't be too big in order that the Goel Adam should be able to kill the Ratzeach. But there has to be a minimum population. So the minimum population, that's we pass in 100. The Rabbi writes in Hilchos Megillah, the minimum population is they get the Kriyas HaMegillah also. Everybody reads the Megillah on Yud Dalet, unless Eir HaMakevus Chomos, Yishu Benon reads the Megillah on Tezvav. In the Kfor HaMakdimim, Le'yar Maknisa, Bizman HaBayis, those who lived in a village that doesn't have a din of an ear, they could be Magdim, the Lena Shani Machamishi before Purim. So the Rabbit says, what's the definition of a kfar? What's the definition of an ear? So he says that Gemara and Sanhedrin. If you have 100 population, then it has a din of ear. If it doesn't have the minimum population of 100, a farm, it doesn't have 100 people living in that area, so then it's a kfar magdim of the Maknesin. So that's a universal din. For Tchum Shabbos, a din is you can't go chutz l'tchum. So what do you mean? Alpai mama from your house? No, we say the whole city has the din like Kedala Ramaz Domi, and then you measure the tchum at the end of the city. So what's the definition of a city? So you have to have, definition of a city means you have to have a minimum of 100 citizens live there permanently, however long permanently is, 6 months, 12 months, whatever. That's a deal in the Mishnah Berurah, how long is permanently. And you have to have the configuration of Gimel Chatzeres. You have to have Gimel Chatzeres that are either contiguous, touching each other, or they should be within Shivim Amah B'Shirayim to each other. So that's a kasha that the Marsham is a big place, like a little over 100 years ago, in Galicia. It was the rabbi in Berzhan, in Galicia. So he asked Akasha, If you tell me that ain lo din chotze bizman hazeh, so if you don't have a din chotze, then there's no din of ear. Because the definition of an ear on the level of the rice is gimel chatzeres, that are either contiguous to each other or close to each other within shivimama vishirayim. And in these gimel chatzeres, you have to have a minimum population of 100 people. So he says that there's no din chotze bizman hazeh, so there's no din ear. So nobody can walk more than alpai mama from his house. A mil, only a mil. A mil is, Mishnah Berurah always says a mil is 18 minutes. A distance that a normal person can walk in 18 minutes. Others say that that's not correct. It really should be 22 and a half minutes, based on the Gemara Pesach. We learned it last year, the Gemara Pesach. 22 and a half minutes. So you can't walk more than 22 and a half minutes. Everybody walks on Shabbos more than 22 and a half minutes. We assume that there is a din of ear, but ear depends on chatzer. And the Rama said, Ein lana din chatzer bizman hazeh. Ein lana din chatzer because of this Rashi. As Rashi says, a chatzer has to be kviya tashmishte, you have tashmish kavua. We don't use the chatzeres. The chatzer is the hallway in the apartment building. We don't use it for personal purposes. You just, you take your shopping cart or you take your suitcases and you walk in the hall until you get to your apartment. Then you don't do anything in the hallway. You just walk there. You don't use it at all. That's a big shaila. So the Marsham came up with an einfall. You have a din ear for the purposes of Tchum Shabbos, either if you have a population of 100 people or if you have Gimel Chatzeres, one or the other. Pashto says that it's not correct. Pashto says you need all of these conditions. There are more conditions. You need the minimum population of 100 plus the Gimel Chatzeres, Asmuchim Zelos. It's not either one or the other. That's problematic. Anyway, that's what Rashi, this is where this whole story comes from. This Rashi, that a chatzah is kviya tashmishte, a gag, lo kviya tashmishte, there isn't so much ishtamshas. Okay, we're in the middle of a sentence here. Okay, we'll leave that tomorrow. We got to pick up from this point. Okay. Perfect.